Now, colleagues, I'm going to do a little bit of skipping around here, so bear with me. I've had some requests here, and I want to take advantage of the fact that we have certain people in the room. I'd like to start with item 1302, please.
1302, reappoint Kelly Sweeney, Laura Young, and Ron Schmidt to the Citizen Noise Advisory Committee for terms to expire October 2020.
Colleagues, the CNAC was organized in 1998 as an official part of the Port of Portland Advisory Committee on aircraft noise issues. Local jurisdictions in the Port of Portland appoint a 15-member committee of community members to represent residential and business concerns. Members develop ideas, recommend proposals, and partner with other committees to promote citizen understanding of airport noise issues. To tell us a little bit more about CNAC, I hope I'm saying that right. Do you guys call it CNAC? I thought. Okay, I just wanted to make sure I wasn't making that up. And the appointees today we have with us from the Port of Portland, Phil Stenstrom and Jerry Gerspach. We also have with us today our three reappointees, Kelly Sweeney, Laura Young, and Ron Schmidt. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And thank you all for being here. I don't know if my fellow commissioners have any questions or if there's anything you'd like to say about your time.
My only question is, Laura, how many hats do you actually wear?
Many.
I think
many.
You're going to set a record.
It's just my day in council.
Well, needless to say, thank you for all the service you give us in so many different ways.
Absolutely.
I want to thank you all for coming in, for being interested in serving on this committee, and particularly understanding that all of you know what you're getting into as reappointments. This is a very important committee, and we hear noise issues not only through our own noise control office, but we also hear it directly from the folks who live in close proximity to the airport in particular, but elsewhere. And it serves a very important livability function in our community, and by extension, a public health function as well. So thank you for your service. I don't know if there's 30 seconds you want to add to the record.
Mayor, my name's Ron Schmidt. I live on the only inhabited island in the entire city of Portland, which is right up there. It's Hayden Island.
That's right.
Just yesterday, I had a business conversation in my floating home that was disrupted by aircraft noise. I moved here in 1987. Like most people in North Portland, we were aware of what we were moving into. But we have three people here who I think have good balance. We know that there are issues in the city of Portland. There's infrastructure that no one wants in their backyard, whether it be airports or our sewage system in North Portland or whatever it might be. But I've been impressed by my colleagues with the balance that they've taken, working with the Port of Portland, with the Oregon Air National Guard, and the fact that we do live in the area, we do believe in our city, and we do believe in commerce. I think we'll represent the citizens well and give a balance into the future. So we appreciate the reaffirmation.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
If I could add one more point, Kelly Sweeney, 1,000 yards south of the airport's tower in the Beaumont-Wilshire neighborhood. All three of us represent impacted noise areas, and that's why I think we're all wanting to reaffirm or get you guys to reaffirm our status, because we're indebted to our neighbors to help get the noise acumen out to the public and vice versa back into the Port of Portland.
Thanks, and thanks for your interest in serving.
Mayor, I move the report.
Did you have anything to add, Laura?
Thank you.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Please call the roll.
Fritz.
Thank you not only for serving, it's a very important committee, but also for being here today. Aye.
Fish.
Thank you very much for your service. Each of you is engaged in so many other endeavors, and so to have that expertise on this body is important. I used to live in the Grant Park, Beaumont, Wilshire neighborhood, so the airplane noise was, particularly at night, when they did certain routes,
yep,
was very noticeable. It's interesting. I now rent an apartment in Goose Hollow, and I'm woken up every morning around 5 o'clock by the trains that run through the Central East Side blasting their horns, and the sound echoes actually off my building, which is Vista St. Clair, which is interesting. And since I happen to face south and east, I get woken up every morning at 5 o'clock And I'm not entirely sure why they have to blast the horn so robustly. I think maybe that's something we can look at on your agenda. But thank you very much for your service, and I'm pleased to vote aye.
Saltzman.
Yes, thanks for agreeing to serve again. Aye.
Wheeler.
Well, I just want to share my appreciation. So many of these committees are dependent upon volunteers who want to step up and have a level of expertise and interest in the issue. And that not only lends accountability to the process that you're engaged in, I think it's just fantastic that we have people who live here who want to be engaged at this level. So thank you again for your service. I vote aye. The report is accepted. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Please call.